I'm incredibly proud of Freddie. He's a fantastic athlete. He's a great guy to work with. He's had to work incredibly hard through his career, and he's a great example of what you can achieve when you persevere, when you're determined, when you refuse to give up, and when you're willing to work hard every day. And you know, for him to be able to go now, compete at Rio and be an Olympian is a fantastic testament to the work that he's put in. I'm proud of the work that I've done, and I'm proud of the work that we've done as a club to make sure that he has a facility and a training set up which allows him to make the most of the talent that he's got.
Absolutely. I was going to sort of say how proud you are and what you've achieved as well, because although sort of Freddie's the face of it, you're everything behind the scenes, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know, that is the life of a coach to a certain extent. We're always there, and you know, it is a blood, sweat and tears type job. It's an all hours kind of job, but it's something that I love, something that I'm passionate about. I feel privileged to do what I do. For me, seeing these guys succeed, whether it's Fred at the Olympic Games, or you know, whether it's a young kid at their first national championships stepping out onto the floor and doing a good job, I love to see them succeed. I love to see them develop. I love to see them grow. I've been working with Fred for a good many years now, and watching him develop and watch him grow up from a boy to a man, and everything that entails along with developing as an athlete, it's a great source of satisfaction and pride to me.
Well, what sort of things have you been working with him then in this build-up to it? And obviously qualified last Friday, so what's now the focus? What are you trying to work with him so he perfects it, so he gets it spot on in Rio?
In the first instance, making sure that you hit that qualification spot was a huge source of stress and pressure, and a lot of what this year's been about, and a lot of what, you know, Freddie's last 4 years has been about learning to cope in different environments, different situations, developing his list, developing his approach to the way he dives, both in training and in competition. It's about putting the tools in place and making sure that when it came to a weekend like last weekend, where you know you feel a little bit like the weight of the world's on your shoulders, and you have to stand there by yourself in a pair of speedos in front of the, you know, the country and a load of expecting eyes, and do the job that you're expected to do, that's a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask of anyone. Up until that point, it was just about getting there and getting the job done. But now we sort of cross over into, for Freddie to be there, to be at that Games is a dream. It's a fantastic achievement. And now we can let go, super positive. To a certain extent, he can take the pressure off and he can go in there and give it everything he's got. So training from now till the day he leaves, to the day he stands on that board, he can let go, relax, enjoy the fact that he's done a brilliant job, and you know, try and give the best performance of his life.
You yourself personally, I was reading, didn't necessarily start in diving, did you? Gymnastics?
No.
At first,
yeah,
and then got into diving.
Yeah.
What took you to diving? What was your sort of inspirational moment as such?
Actually, I mean, I came to the sport at 17, and I had to retire from gymnastics with stress fractures in my back. So it was actually an injury that forced me out of one sport. And after a period of rehabilitation, I was looking for something to fill my time, and I happened to come across Lindsay Fraser, who's the Olympic coach from Southampton. And that's where I started my career. But I instantly fell in love with the sport. It's kind of indescribable, the satisfaction, the fear factor, the requirement to be so physically excellent, but also the psychological factor in the sport come together to make it really quite something special, I think. So, you know, I fell in love with it, and I've been passionate about it since I'm 30 now. And we start them off at 6, and the foundations are really put in place in your early days. So for me, coming in a bit late, it was a lot of learning very quickly. And for me, all of that culminated together in, you know, arming me to become, you know, the coach that I feel like I am today. Because everything I did, everything I learned was at a very conscious stage of my life, having already done 10 years in front of that, of a sport which allowed me to learn my body very well.
In terms of, you mentioned that you're picking up kids as young as 6.
Yes.
To start, I imagine something like, when that kid walks up, are there any attributes you're looking for anyone who wants to get into diving in the Sheffield area? Sort of, is there anything you specifically as a coach want to see from them?
Yes. There is, and you know, on that, what we actually do is we go out into schools on about a 12-month rolling program to search for, you know, your next Freddie Woodwards and people that can come into this program and have the right basic physical attributes to succeed in a sport like diving. If you are relatively short, it's not a really tall man's game. That's got to be said. You'll have noticed walking around the pool that we're all fairly vertically challenged. We go in and we test them for a bit of jump and some ping. We get them to jump around, you know, only very basic. We look at their body shape, we look at their flexibility. To a trained eye, and when that's what you look at all the time, it's fairly simple to pick out those that, you know, have potentially got some of the things that are going to help them in this sport. But saying that, we have a competitive program and we have a recreational program, and diving is a fantastic sport. It's so enjoyable. It's such a fun way to interact with water for young children. It's such a great way to build water confidence. It's a really progressive taught sport. So, you know, it's not a case of you come in and all of a sudden you find yourself 10 meters in the sky about to take a leap of faith. We teach them very simple skills. We teach people to, you know, become one and learn to master their body. And you know, even for mums and dads out there, you know, who you know, might be on holiday and find themselves on a rock face wanting to show off to the kids and the locals, you know, we do diving for adults as well. So I would just say to anyone, if you've got any interest, you know, have a look at the Olympics, watch the sport, we'll look after you, come down and give it a go.
And in terms of you watching the Olympics this time, I imagine you'll be glued to the TV then, supporting Freddie at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, it's going to be tough. It's tough for any coach to not be able to work closely with your athletes. You know, telling them technically what to do is a very small part of the job. You know, the mentoring and life skills that, you know, I'm with these guys every day from 9:30 until late in the afternoon. You know, I see these guys probably as much as they see their parents, if not more. You know, the endeavour is, of course, to know each of them as well as possible, because in order to help them become the best they can be, everyone's going to face different challenges. It's, you know, it's part of my job to help fill in those gaps and help people become the most robust, strong competitor that they can be in the sport of diving. I actually, you say that, and I've thought about it, but not too much. But it's going to be a tough one to stand there and watch on the TV at home. And obviously, I'll be looking for things and picking up things. But once he's done his dive, the camera will go to the next diver, and Freddie will go off and speak to the coach that's looking after him whilst he's going through that process. And that's normally where my job begins. So it's going to be a strange experience to see it. But then at the same time, I'm super proud of Freddie. I'm super proud of Sheffield Diving that we have a diver on the Olympic team in 2016. It means Sheffield Diving has had an athlete on the team at every game since Ponds Forge has opened in 1991. I'm incredibly proud of that. I think, you know, we've got some brilliant, talented athletes in the programme right now who I've got no doubt are going to go on to succeed at future games. And you know, those will be the times that hopefully I'll be jetting out with them, and we'll be in there gunning for medals. Like I said, Fred will have a time of his life. I'll watch keenly what's going on.
Jealous.
I'm a little bit jealous, of course.
Finally, talking of Ponds Forge, then, it is this great facility that we've got here in Sheffield. Mm-hmm. So you, in terms of that, it's a perfect platform to build that next generation, as you mentioned.
It absolutely is, yeah. I may be biased, but for me, it's still one of, if not the best venues in the country in terms of a pool hall. It's big, it has space, we've got plenty of boards. You know, it's a great space to call my place of work. There are things that we need to do and things that we need to look at moving forwards now. Like as I said, Ponds Forge opened in 1991. You know, we're talking about over 25 years old now. We've just had the anniversary. And there are little things. We want to update our dry land over this next cycle. We want to refurbish some of the board stands to make sure that really we can carry on putting these divers on Olympic teams and move forwards. You know, we'll be doing everything we can. In the same way 4 years ago we did everything we could when we lost a lot of funding through the council to ensure the club survived. What we'll be doing now is going out there, seeking people, trying to find investors, trying to find sponsors, trying to find people to take an interest to help us, you know, do some of the work that really takes this venue into the next 25 years for diving. Yeah, I mean, I don't like to talk about it too much in a negative way. It's one of those things in the world of sport that can happen. And you know, around the country, the weight of athletes shifted. We had a couple of athletes retire who were our podium athletes. And we had a couple of coaches retire.